House in Chicago's famous Hotel Sherman. It's time now for your family to join the millions of families from coast to coast and listen to America's favorite, Don McNeil and his Breakfast Club. And now here he is, your Toastmaster, Don McNeil.
Good morning, Breakfast Clubbers. Morning to you. Welcome bright and early, just a howdy-do ya.
First call to breakfast for all of you out there.
America, wake the Breakfast Club.
Well, good morning to you, and we're delighted on this Friday to welcome the gals from the Rehoboth Ladies' Aid of Albion, Indiana, a group from the Sanger Chorus of Indianapolis, Indiana. Those are both big groups that came up here. A lot of railroad folks conventioning and housewives and farmers and students and secretaries and librarians and postmasters and salesmen and nurses and us.
Yeah,
well, here we are.
What are you going to do?
Well, yesterday the whole Breakfast Club gang went out to a place in the country there at the lake, had quite a time. Sam, let's give an imitation of our meeting. First of all, we sat down and ate a big fat lunch, and then for the next hour, let's give an imitation of our meeting, shall
all
we?
Right,
okay.
The next hour. You gotta admit, we got an awful lot done.
Yes.
I feel more rested today than I've felt in a long time.
Well, Gerald, this is your first glimpse of our countryside.
Oh, and is it beautiful?
Wait a minute. I got interrupted. I didn't get a chance to tell you what we did. As you know, I drove Gerald out there.
Yeah.
And we went by the home we're building out in Halfday. And as we come to the corner of Halfday and Milwaukee, I'm talking terms that don't mean anything. When we got to a certain corner, there was a huge maple tree on this corner right in the middle. All of a sudden, I didn't realize what was happening. She screams. Ah! Then I said, what's the matter with you? I thought a car was heading for us.
Yeah.
The tree! It's yellow!
Did you ever see a maple tree, Brendan?
No, I've never seen a colored tree like that.
Don't make fun of our trees. I was raised in one.
That's right. Exactly.
I believe you. Well, the countryside, John, is just beautiful. It took me back to California in the wide open spaces. Spices.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, we don't have the big mountains out here, but those rolling hills and the trees and your lake is just exquisite.
No palm trees, though. We don't have any palm trees.
No, I know. But you did have some tropicals.
Some which?
Tropicals.
I didn't know I had any tropicals.
They look tropical to me.
Oh, and those weeping willows? Those aren't tropical, huh?
No, I know.
They just look that way.
Yeah. Oh, uh-huh. Well, I saw some low things.
They're kind of droopy, like us, you know.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, I can hardly wait to talk to these gals who came so far to see us this morning, but I'm going to wait for just a minute. Right now, it's about... Well, let's look at both clocks and see which one you like. Looks to me like about 3 minutes past 9 o'clock. This car from Rosetta Miller of Avila, Indiana. Says, here I sit all ragged and dirty. Call on me and I'll run like a turkey. Is this the lady down there? See if you can get her to run up here. She's She sounds like her motor is running right now. She's going... Oh, there she is. I thought it was the one in front of her. This lady, I think, came down here with one of these groups I mentioned earlier. Is that right?
Right.
What group was it?
Albion Group.
The Albion Group. Is the villa right near Albion?
Yes, about 8-12 miles.
Yeah. Are you the group that got here real early?
No. Got here.
That's this other group. I'll talk to them. They've been here for hours and hours. Well, Rosetta, what do you do down there in the villa?
Well, I'm just a housewife.
Am I pronouncing a villa right?
That's right.
A villa, boys.
Mario,
thank you very much. The boys are awake this morning, as you see. Yeah. Say, do you know this lady? What's her name here? Can you read that on the card? Mrs.
No,
Buck?
I don't know. Laura Bushu.
She's from Albion.
Oh, Laura Bushu. Mm-hmm.
Bushu?
Bushu.
Yeah, you don't. Bushong. You can't read any better than I can. Yeah. Where's that lady Bushong or whatever her name is? Oh, they're pointing. It's that one there. She doesn't want to talk, huh?
Not a woman, then.
Yeah. Listen to what she wrote, will you, Rosetta? She wrote, "Life is the race we all must run, so go it, folks, while you're young." She looks to me like she's about, how old would you say she is? I'm just looking for her. Just take a wild guess.
21.
21, yeah, 23. Yeah, around 21. In there somewhere. I think she's been around several times, don't you?
Yeah, I think so, too.
Life is a race we all must run, so go it, folks, while you're young. We wrote a little answer to you, Mrs. Laura Bushong. My mind keeps saying I'm younger still, but my poor old legs are over the hill. So true. Nice to see you. Glad you gals came up here. Thank you so much. Well, sir, time for some music now. That brings us to Richard Noel. Who's your little pal there, boy?
Sam.
What's
he?
Sam's
here. I have to help him here on this one today a little bit.
How could you help him? The number is freight train.
Well, he didn't have a caboose.
Oh, I see. All right.
About the law is after you.
The law is after me.
Yeah?
My mother-in-law.
Oh! Freight train, going so fast. Freight train, going so fast. I don't know what train he's on. Won't you tell me where he's gone? Ooh. Don't know where he's heading for. What he's done against the law. Got no future, got no hope, just nothing but the rope. Ooh. Hey, you notice we're slowing down a little?
Yeah, I noticed that.
Wonder why?
Clumsy, you're dragging your feet.
The lot's his reason, very pleased. Way down near old chestnut tree, poplars at his head and feet, then tell him that he's gone to sea. Freight train, going so fast. Freight train, going so fast. I don't know what train he's on. Won't you tell me where he's going on?
What are you, a diesel or something? Hey, Bo.
Yeah, what do you want?
Drag your feet again, will you?
Drag my feet again? What for? Why?
I gotta get off here. Gotta see my girlfriend. Got a present for her.
You got a present for? I was wondering what you had there in that there box.
Yeah.
What is it?
Candy.
Candy?
Yeah, she likes chewing tobacco. She ought to love candy.
Special arrangement by Dick and Sam.
Two boy wanders.
Beautiful.
Wanders.
Wanders.
Yeah, you wonder what they are, exactly. We're real pleased to have some special guests with us this morning. They come from Nashville, Tennessee, which is becoming known, that's what I'm trying to say, as the center of musical population of these here now United States, you might say. If you can't say any better than that, though, you ought to quit. What I'm trying to say is that we have the Anita Kerr Singers with us. I'm sure you've all heard of them. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
We're delighted to have you with us.
Glad to be here.
Now, Anita is which one?
Me.
Hi, Anita.
Hi, how are you?
I'm just fine. Are you from Nashville, Tennessee originally?
Well, I've been there for about 10 years. Memphis was originally my home.
Memphis, huh? Mm-hmm.
But Nashville is home now.
Is it? Mm-hmm. And would you introduce me to the other members of
yes,
your cast, gang?
Dottie Dillard.
Oh, hi, Dottie.
How are you? Louis Nunley.
Hi, Louis.
And Gil Wright.
Hello.
Hi, Gil. Well, it's a fine-looking group you have. Is anybody married to anybody else in this?
No.
No, that's fine. I'm glad to hear that.
Group.
That's why they're able to get that nice harmony. Yeah. Nice harmony that way. I'm just kidding, of course. But we would like to hear you folks sing, for example, what?
I'm going to sit right down and write myself a letter.
All righty.
I'm going to sit right down and write myself a letter.
You've heard of how an ostrich will stick its head in the sand to hide. Well, a little boy named Bruce Couch is trying to hide from me now by putting his hand over his eyes, but I see him. Are you Mr. Couch?
Yes, I am.
Sydney, Nebraska,
yeah.
Huh? You got several people here from there this morning, haven't
you? Well, no, my wife is over there.
Oh, good. Well, that's several people, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And this little boy, I'm sure you wrote what he wrote on his card, or your wife did.
My wife, wrote it, yeah.
But it's... It's so nice and so warm and so true. It says on the card, I look like my daddy. I'm adopted. And, you know, I've seen that happen time and time again. I suppose you have too, Mr. Couch. An adopted child who gets to live with his new parents in time will get to look exactly like him. Have you noticed that?
I noticed that. That yeah. Makes me feel pretty good.
Well, I should think it would. And you got a... You want Mama? Oh, don't cry, honey. Don't cry.
There's
oh,
Mama's right
yeah.
over there.
She's Mama. Over his face came the most horrible cry. I think he's a little tired, don't you?
I think he is.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. That's all right, honey. This
it's
won't
okay.
hurt you. That's just a microphone. Here, let me give you something. Here, boy. Hey,
oh.
Here's some gum.
Yeah.
Here's a quarter. How do you like that?
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, get out.
Give me the jug.
Thank you very much. Good to see you.
I need a bottle.
Now, don't let everybody that I interview start crying when you come up here. Expect to get some.
He's a cute little fella. Real cute.
Well, now we come to our moment of silent prayer, and I'm going to ask you, each in his own words, each in his own way, for a world united in peace, let us bow our heads and pray. Memory time for folks who are driving this morning. It's a little resolution by the Episcopal Churchman of Maine that Mrs. Robert Hayden of Farmington, Maine, sent me. And as you folks drive along the highways, wouldn't be bad to repeat this with me. I resolve to examine my habits of driving on the highways in the light of our Lord's commandment to love my neighbors as myself. To the end that acts of selfishness, which endanger the lives of my fellow men, may be eliminated in me, that I may offer to God each time I drive a record of thoughtfulness and consideration for the safety of others.
I know that life has a purpose. I know that life is a school. I know the best way to face it is found in the golden rule. Do unto others as you'd have them do to you. Be fair to your neighbor. From his point of view, life will be full if to others you will do as you have others do.
Thank you so much, Dick. I'm sure everybody enjoyed joining you in that hymn this morning. All right, we're going to march this morning. Wait a second, Eddie. Let's stop here before we march now. We've got to remember our listeners when we're marching here. Special request from Mrs. E. Curry and Ginny, age one, Jeff, age two and a half. They're from San Jose, California. She says, now that I have two children, Mrs. Curry says, I hold one in each arm when march time comes, and it gets pretty heavy. So if you'd tell me if it will be a long march, then we could march all together around the kitchen. The baby just started to walk, so she doesn't march too well. So when I carry her, naturally, the 2.5-year-old wants to be held also. But if it's a short march, we can all march together on the floor. So would you let Mrs. Curry know whether this is going to be a short or a long march? She knows how to adjust herself there with her children.
You can all march. It's going to be a short march.
A short march this morning, Miss Curry, just for you. Short march. Gerald, is there any particular reason, I'm speaking to Geraldine now, for you doing wonderful? It's wonderful.
Auf der Lieber.
Whatever that is.
Yeah.
Yes, there is, because I've gotten requests from Walla Walla, Paw Paw, and Cincinnati.
To do wonderful, wonderful?
Wonderful,
oh, you're
wonderful.
Kidding.
Sometimes we walk hand in hand by the sea, and we breathe in the cool, salty air. You turn to me with a kiss in your eyes, and my heart feels a thrill beyond compare. Then your lips cling to mine. It's wonderful, wonderful. Oh, so wonderful, my love. Sometimes we stand on the top of a hill, and we gaze at the earth and the sky. I turn to you and you melt in my arms. There we are, darling, only you and I. What a moment to share. It's wonderful, wonderful. Oh, so wonderful, my love. This world is full of wondrous things, it's true. But they wouldn't have much meaning without you. Some quiet evenings I sit by your side, and we're lost in a world of our own. I feel the glow of your unspoken love. I'm aware of the treasure that I own. And I say to myself, it's wonderful, wonderful.
They named it twice. It was good, good.
Good, good.
Ruth Ann Henry of Cincinnati, Ohio.
My hometown?
Yeah, but where's Ruth? There she is. On up here, Ruth. Ruth defies me to guess what she does. And I like to do that once in a while. I sit up here and look over these wonderful folks who come here every morning on the Breakfast Club and kind of pride myself that I'm able, at just a glance, to...
You'll never be able to tell. I don't know myself.
Ruth Ann. Well, if you don't know yourself, I may have a little trouble there. But I would size you up as the lady you'll see here from Cincinnati. I don't think you're a housewife. I think, on the other hand, I know what you are. You're a librarian. You're a librarian. You work there in the library.
No, not from my name, surely.
What?
Not from my name, surely.
I can't tell from your name.
Henry?
Ruth Ann Henry. Well, that isn't what gave me the idea. Mm. It's you. Looking into your eyes, you're so intelligent. It seems to me that you knew all about books.
You'll never know, folks, half of you, what it means when they give you a big hand.
Really? Well, now, I don't understand that either.
I don't believe you would.
No. Would you explain for the benefit of some of the other people who may be almost as dumb as I am?
Do it in German.
No. Tell us about yourself, then. I guess I didn't get it.
Well, I have had a special diet work, and I'm a nurse.
You're a nurse?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't guess it. I'm sorry. There's something about you now that I look at you. You do look like a nurse. I can just see you smoothing down that pillow at night.
Well, I got to meet that eye doctor. He's bothering my eye terribly the last few days.
So? In case you joined us a little later on the breakfast table, we're very pleased to have as our guest the Anita Kerr Singers from Nashville, Tennessee this morning.
Anita Kerr and Dottie Dillard and Gil Wright and Louis Nunley. And these fine singers are going to be heard regularly on the Jim Reeves show, so I'm sure you'll want to give them a listen then when they're on that fine show with Jim. But in the meantime, here they are with us for a little spell, and we're delighted to have them. Dick, one thing you said before I meant to ask you about. You were talking about when we were going out to the lake yesterday, and you said you were driving Geraldine out, and you said you saw a tree in the middle of an island. What did you mean by that?
I'm at the middle of a traffic island.
Oh, a traffic island. Is that the one this Anita Kerr quartet's going to sing about? It isn't, is it?
Not a traffic island.
Not a traffic island. There's one way out there somewhere, huh? All right, let's hear your version. That very, very well indeed. Makes you want to go there, wherever it is. Well, sir, I said before that we might take a crack at some of us guessing what some other people are. This gentleman, would you come up here, sir? Wander right through that way. I'm sure they'll let you through. He's a very pleasing-looking gentleman. I've been watching him. I never saw him before that I know of in my life. He's got gray hair. He looks like he might be in his late 50s, maybe early 60s. He's got glasses, very nice smile. That's the first thing you notice about him. He's well set up, about 5 feet, 7 inches. And I would say this gentleman, I'm going to make a guess about you. You're a former executive of a plumbing establishment. You have 3 children. And 1 grandchild. You live out on the West Coast. You live around Indio, California, which accounts for your nice complexion. And you've been married about 39 years. Now, let's see how close I came.
I'm sorry to disappoint you. You're very off, very far off.
Well, I'm off. I know that. you were right the first time.
I'd say on your prediction.
Yes. Well, now, let's find out your name first.
Fred Rosso.
And you're from?
Fort Huron, Michigan.
Oh, yes. That's not very near Indio, is it? No.
Quite a ways away, but it's a beautiful spot.
I'm sure it is. I said you were a retired plumbing executive.
No, I'm not.
What are you?
Although I have done quite a lot of pipe work, I work for the railroad company.
You work for the railroad company?
That's right.
Well, see, in looking at you, I couldn't quite make up my mind whether it's railroad or plumbing, so I went.
I can do a lot of plumbing.
Well, good, good. I just knew you could.
Breakfast clappers, this ends our meeting. But once again on Monday, you'll hear our greeting.
Yes, sir, thanks so much for being with us this morning. And thus ends another week of breakfast clubbing together. I hope you enjoyed having all those gals and fellas and everybody else with us this morning as much as I did. You take it easy over the weekend, won't you? We want you back Monday. Till then, Don McNeil and the whole gang say so long and be good to yourself.
Don McNeil's Breakfast Club has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.